working graveyard or sex shop or porn shop or whatever you want to call them, tends to introduce you to some interesting people. For the most part, these people are not having their best day, or they're hell bent on, you know, getting fucked. And but once in a while, you know, you meet somebody you like, which, you know, happens, you know, in any place of employment. It just rarely happened at where I worked, you know, as graveyard or sex shop. The worst place to meet somebody. But one night I did meet someone, and she was a stripper. She had lightsaber tattoos on her fingers. Daniel came in with, like, her friend and a bodyguard. Now, almost 95% of our clientele was gay males, so any woman who came in during the grave shift created, like, a reaction, you know, much like, you know, when you see a deer when you're on a hike and you can't, like, look away. You just don't want to scare this creature away because you just rarely come in contact with them. And I think that's what it was for us, you know, just distracted us from the monotony of every night. And these two girls could tell I was, like, kind of interested, but, you know, it was really just that they weren't the same people that went there every night. They were with this hulking, obese bodyguard that stood and watched guard as they, you know, teased both me and my coworker from a distance. And we were required, you know, because our bosses watched the cameras, to ask all customers who were not in the back if they needed any help. And so I'd go over there, and I'd usually do this spiel where I was like, okay, I'm going to wave my arms around and pretend like I'm helping you with something, but I'm sure you know what you're doing. And most people like that, and that would, you know, bring their guard down. And then if they really did have questions, they would. These two girls kind of thought it was funny. So I hung around a bit, and they wanted to, like, try some high heels, some lingerie. But ultimately, like, I retreated back before they were done. And then they came up, and they chatted me up a bit while they were getting, like, whippets. And Danielle had... I didn't know her that well at that time, but Danielle had these two lightsaber tattoos on her index finger, so I obviously asked her about them, and she went into how she was obsessed with, like, Star Wars and World of Warcraft, and I don't know, something about, like, World of Warcraft, I just think that's, like, sexy or something like that, I don't know, I like gamer girls, and so I was, like, swooning big time, and I didn't ask her out then, but because you don't do that at work, that's super cheesy, but. You just have to hope you see somebody like that again later. That's part one. And we'll get to part two tomorrow.